Brothers and sisters, if there's one phrase in the Gospels that Jesus didn't use and could have easily done so, is this: I told you so. Think about this. To Peter, who stated so boldly that he would never deny Jesus, he would die for him. Jesus could have said after Peter's fall, I told you so. Jesus predicted in front of all the disciples that one of them would betray him. Jesus, after Judas had betrayed the Messiah, could have said to the remaining disciples, I told you so. Last week, James and John, who want to sit at his right and left in the kingdom, Jesus asked them if they are willing to be rejected, suffer, and die for him. They state, we are. When it happens, Jesus could have told them, I told you so. That's the first reading of today. We are today Jeremiah. Jeremiah is in a bad spot. He has to tell the people that they have to change, or else destruction's going to come upon them. Tough task. And yet he does so. He tells them, you have to change. Follow the commands of the law, or else destruction will come. Well, as always, they don't. And so what happens? The Babylonians come in, capture Judah, and take many of them off for slaves. And at that time, guess what Jeremiah could have said? I told you so. But he doesn't, does he? Instead, remarkably, it's a word of hope. And in that hope, he mentions groups of people. The lame, those with child, and of course, the blind. And that's who we hear about in the gospel of today, as we hear about a blind man by the name of Bartimaeus. Now in Rochester, we deal with a lot of people who beg. We have people who come to our doors. They want help with food or rent or fuel. We also have people, and I'm sure we've all seen these, people who are on curbs standing there with a sign that says, please help. And I got to thinking this last week, what do you think it would be like if we beg for one day? What would we experience? I think these are some of the things we experience. People thinking about us, what's wrong with them? Get a job. Boy, another one, they smell. They aren't dressed well. Yuck. But here's the one they probably experience the most, is people turn away and they ignore them. They ignore them as if they wish they were not even there. And that, brothers and sisters, is exactly what happens to Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus is a blind man, and because he's blind, he has to beg. And everything that I just shared with you was what Bartimaeus experienced. Especially when all of a sudden he hears Jesus is coming, and he yells out, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And what do the people tell him? Be what? Be quiet. In other words, get back to where you were before. Get back. Back to your spot. Away from us where you're out of sight. Back. And brothers and sisters, if there's a question I can't answer for you today, the question is this. Why didn't Jesus do something after the first call? I got some thoughts on that. It could be simply that Jesus was testing Bartimaeus' faith. Is he going to call it again? Here's another one. It could be that Jesus didn't hear him. Could you imagine being Jesus and everybody yelling, Jesus, 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 heal me, heal me, heal me. Wouldn't shock me if he didn't hear him. Somebody mentioned this one last night. Maybe Jesus was giving the crowd a second chance with him, thinking that maybe they will bring him to Jesus. None of it happens. And so what does he do? He yells out, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And what does Jesus do? Get this. Jesus stops. Think about that. God stopped. God stopped. God stopped. For a man blind. And what does he say? What do you want me to do for you? Brothers and sisters, every single time we come into the presence of God, it's the question he asks, what do you want me to do for you? Now, in that, let's be careful, okay? We can take it to an extreme, and I'll give you an example today. Wives, you may come to Mass today mad at your husbands, and so you come to Mass today and you say, God, do something about my husband. I'm angry at him. And God says, okay, I will. I'll smite him. I'll give him the Zechariah treatment, and all of a sudden, they're silenced. They can't speak. Next week, the men come back, the husbands come back and say, boy, I'm ticked off at my wife for what she did to me. Jesus, do the same to her. After all, if they can't hear me, why should anybody hear them? That's just anger festered at its worst. Remember, this is God. And God asks, what do you want me to do for you? Well, is God faithful? Bartimaeus says, I want to see. And guess what? He can see. He can see those who are telling him, get back. He can see how he's dressed. He can see the landscape now in which he was begging. And with that, Jesus gives him a choice. He says, go your way. That means he could go to the north, south, east, or west. Go your way. And yet, what way does Bartimaeus go? There. He doesn't go north, south, east, or west. He does what? He follows Jesus. He follows him on the way. And brothers and sisters, in closing, that's the beautiful lesson of Bartimaeus. We hear about obstacles, crowds, individuals trying to halt Bartimaeus. But Bartimaeus realizes this isn't about them. This is about Jesus and himself. Not the public sphere. It is Jesus who asks him, what do you want me to do for you? And as we gather today, the same question is asked of us. What do you want me to do for you? Ask, have faith, and believe. Work for Bartimaeus. No reason it won't work for us. Have faith, brothers and sisters. Ask and believe. And so let's conclude with our sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.